Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Poppin' Off about pop culture. I'm your host Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
So yeah, if you tuned in last week, then you know that was like not our best episode by any
Right.
means.
And
And
we
I
were
was
like,
like
oh my God, we've got nothing to talk about. Well, we literally missed the juiciest thing of the entire week. The
it's true.
low-hanging fruit.
And we just didn't grab it.
Over our heads.
Yeah, truly, like we were just so out of it. I said it last week. I just had tunnel vision and all I saw was Beyonce, and that was it. And I feel like that's understandable.
It is. But we are not delirious this week.
No.
And AKA, we are going to talk about Ariana Grande and her new man's what?
I cannot. And I've seen many a people on Twitter feeling the same. I want that picture, you know, the picture of them scrubbed from the internet. I can't stand seeing it anymore. I can't stand him and his fucking weird curly hair with like a weird part. And Ariana Grande also looks weird in that picture. She looks like she's had like some weird plastic surgery when I know that she hasn't, but it's just weird looking and I hate it and I want it gone. Please find another picture.
I don't even know if people are making fun of it, if they're having posting a hot take. I scroll, I scroll, I
Oh,
scroll. I'm
scroll.
sick. I'm ill.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, honestly. So, yeah, you know, we talked about Ariana Grande divorcing and, you know, our feelings around that. But we did not talk about her and Ethan Slater actually like being together and. Because they're both in the new Wicked and, you know, on set, feelings just brew. But we said that Ariana Grande is someone who falls really hard, really fast. And this is just another example of it. This will not last.
No, 100%. I just like, yes, break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored. But
But,
like,
like, not
don't end a
literally.
marriage when they have a
No.
child.
Yes, there's an infant in the picture. Yeah, so Ethan Slater
Oh.
was married to his wife for like 10 years.
I have no idea.
It was a while. It was a long time that they, at least, like, I don't know how long they've been married, but they've been together for a while, it sounds like.
Right, yes.
And they just had a baby, like a less than a year old. That Ariana Grande has been around. Apparently, she's
Has
like held.
held.
Yeah, she's held this baby. She's been in contact with this baby. And they both have the audacity to leave their respective relationships and start their own romance.
I hate it. I love
I,
Ariana Grande, but
yes.
this is very disappointing.
Yes, I 100% agree. But what I was not expecting was Ethan Slater's ex, Lily, to make a statement to Page Six. Now, I only know Page Six because of like Housewives and like other reality stars. Like they're always
Right.
on Page Six,
Yeah,
but
a
not
Big Brother survivor for me.
right. Yeah. Like just very like low grade celebrity status, but not Ariana Grande or like anything surrounding her. So Lily made a statement to Page Six basically saying that Ariana Grande is the story, like not her, not, and like her family is just like what she says, collateral damage. And then she said, maybe the worst thing that another woman could ever say about another woman. She said, Ariana Grande is not a girl's girl.
And in the summer of Barbie,
In the
not even just the
summer,
year of Barbie, the summer of
the
Barbie.
summer, the year of women, truthfully.
Yeah.
But yes, the
And you know
summer of
what?
Barbie.
It's looking that way.
It is. Because there has been many allegations in the past about Ariana Grande and the way that she gets into her relationships and out of her relationships. And they're a little bit unsavory. And I mean, you know, like some of the allegations are like 10 plus years old. So, like, when I was like 13, 14, I was just kind of like whatever about Ariana Grande in general, just like about the allegations.
She was not a homewrecker with Big Sean and Naya Rivera. I'd like to point that out.
Yes, though
It
that's
was
true.
disproven. It was
Yes.
disproven.
But do we remember when she was dating Jay Brooks of the Janoskians? Yeah, let that settle in.
Yes, but like I have no, like I just know that it was a thing. I don't know anything about it.
Oh man, this is when I was like real tuned into Ariana Grande and like her antics for a minute, for a minute. And then I was just kind of like, I don't care. But this is like back in 2013. If you even know who the Janoskians are, you deserve a veteran's discount. Like we have been through it, okay? You've been on the internet a long time. And then he made this whole, oh my God. I can't believe I'm even about to say this word. He made a twit longer, which if you know what that is, you've been on the internet a long time and you are entitled to financial compensation. And just about like, yes, I was cheated on. Yes, my heart was broken. And apparently she cheated on Jay Brooks with Mac Miller. It was a whole thing. There's been other rumors that there's just too many. But now this one is like we're grown, you know, like we're married, we're getting divorced, there's babies involved. This, it's a mess. It's a mess. But when, as a woman, when I tell you, if someone ever told me I wasn't a girl's girl, I would shrivel up into dust.
Yeah, that's harsh.
I would go and hide in a hole for the rest of my life.
Nope, she's not hiding in a hole. She's releasing another perfume line.
Is she?
Yep, she just announced yesterday.
I wasn't paying attention. Well, I mean, I guess you gotta do what you gotta do.
I mean,
But
she's gonna
like,
release it anyway, so why
I
not
mean,
now?
yeah.
And can we think about how she is gonna have to go back on that Wicked set? That's gonna be awkward for everyone. No one's gonna wanna be there.
No. I mean, this has been going on for quite some time, I'm sure. But just like the fact that it's like so public now and like everyone's talking about it and the ex-wife made a statement. Yeah, it's gonna be a little uncomfortable. It's gonna, yeah. I wouldn't want to be there. I would want to be a fly on the wall, but I wouldn't want to be in it. That's too uncomfy for me.
So how do you feel about Ariana Grande right now?
You know, I'm still an Ariana Grande fan. There's like probably little that she could do to change that. Am I like gonna, I mean, I've never been like a wholehearted like stan where I like keep up with her every move and I'm like so invested in her as a person. Like I just love her music. I just like have so much like empathy and sympathy for what she's been through in her life and just like how she's like come out of it as like a stronger, better, maybe I don't know, better person, but just as like a stronger person and just like the way that she's like willing to tell her story. I think she's an incredible artist as a person. Not really, but like that's as an artist, I love her, and that's where I stand.
Yeah,
Yourself?
I think I 100% agree.
Yeah. Yeah,
Unsurprisingly.
right.
Because like you, it's like I never really like followed her that much besides
Yeah.
her like music.
Right. Like I follow her on social media, obviously. Like I saw her at Lollapalooza. Like I would definitely go see her live again if she ever tours again. I'm sure she will. But I would love to do that. But like I'm not gonna not be a fan because of her life choices when it comes to things like this.
Yeah, it leaves a poor taste in my mouth. It'll be in the back of my head forever. Is she over in my mind? No. Yeah, and I guess that's it. That's where I stand.
Yes, and there we are. All right. I don't even want to talk about this, but we have to because
This makes me sick.
it's sick. ill. Like my stomach hurts thinking about Lizzo and everything that's come out about her the last few days. So like hours before we started recording, Lizzo did come out with a statement, which we will get to, but let's back it up to the beginning. So 2 days ago now? Yeah.
Yes, Tia.
So 2 days ago, it was alleged that Lizzo, well, she's being sued by three of her former backup dancers. And they allege that Lizzo has created a toxic work environment. They're alleging sexual harassment from Lizzo and just like overall mistreatment by Lizzo and by her camp. And some of these details I don't really want to go into all the way because they are like very vulgar. But yeah, you can find the articles for yourself. But there is just a lot of things where I am like in disbelief. So if it sounds like I'm defending Lizzo, I'm not. I'm just like, I can't believe that, like I just can't believe it.
Yes. I'm sure you have the same sentiments as I do, as a lot of people have shared. It's just like she just has radiated so much love and goodness and positivity and inclusivity. It's just so hard to see her in this light. And like you said, it's like disbelief. And I'm in the same boat as you. It's not that I don't believe these people, it's just I wasn't prepared to hear these things. I don't want to believe them. But I know there's at least some truth to them, so.
Right. So let me pull up an article and we can kind of like go through some of the details. So let's see. Oh, this is also going, this also named in the lawsuit is Lizzo's creative director, I believe. I can't remember what exactly her name is, but she's also named in the lawsuit. Yeah, so I mean, some of it is that like when these dancers or like when Lizzo was on tour and they were in Amsterdam, that's when they went to the red light district and like apparently a lot of things happened there where Lizzo was like really pressuring these girls to like get involved with like the performers and the strippers and like they just did not want to and they felt like if they didn't like go or like participate then they would be fired. Yeah, like I said, I'm not gonna get into those details because like they're very vulgar and I just don't really want that. Those, yeah,
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying. So it says one of the complaints alleges that Lizzo aggressively confronted Rodriguez, who was one of the dancers, who was resigning because of how the pop star had treated Davis, another one of the dancers. The complaint alleges Lizzo stormed toward the dancer, balling her hands into fists and cracking her knuckles while shouting profanities. Lizzo was restrained according to the court documents, but Rodriguez feared Lizzo was going to attack her. Another charge accuses Lizzo of falsely imprisoning Davis in a room, keeping her there against her will until she allowed tour staff to search her phone and iCloud storage. Because apparently, I'm not like 100% sure why, but apparently this dancer was like trying to record, like voice record, Lizzo and just like a meeting that was happening before a tour or like during like a tour rehearsal. And Lizzo found out about it and she was like interrogating everyone, like, what are you doing? Who recorded it? Like, you know,
Right.
just getting really intense. And I don't know if maybe she was trying to like prove how hostile Lizzo could be or is by recording her. But in that sense, like, I don't know. If I was Lizzo, I would be extremely upset too.
Right. That was one of the things that like didn't strike me as that crazy.
Yeah, like
That
I
was one of
would
the
get
things,
irate too.
not that it was like, I mean, it was like, it was over the top, I think.
Probably.
But I would, but it was like justified anger, I guess, where these other things are not justifiable at all, like sexual harassment, the body shaming, like telling
Yes.
people that they couldn't gain any more weight. I was just like, what?
That doesn't make any sense to me.
That does not add up. I'm
No.
confused about that. That's the most unbelievable thing in all of this to me.
Yes.
I mean, I
Because
watched her show and I know it's a show, it's on cameras, but like,
yeah, like, yeah, sexual harassment thing, like, not justifiable. But I can see Lizzo. I mean, I can see any performer really, just like when you're under so much pressure and you find out that someone is invading your privacy, essentially, like, then I would get irate too, honestly. But again, we don't know all the details about that, so that's just like us looking from a bird's eye view. And then yeah, the body shaming. That is like, I don't know if I can believe that.
I know. That's the thing that didn't make any sense to me.
Oh, and then so Lizzo had a documentary come out, what, earlier this year on HBO Max. And actually, the person who was supposed to film and produce the documentary came forward. She said in 2019, that's when she started like working with Lizzo, and she was like, I've seen firsthand like the hostile environment that Lizzo creates. Like, she doesn't support women. She especially doesn't support Black women and their efforts, even though like that is like what her pet, like her message is, like
And
she
her brand
support,
is,
yes, that's her entire brand. And she was like, I had to step away from filming, and because it just like was not a place where I could see myself continuing to work. And that also like really got me. Oh, you know what else too, like really, really makes me like makes my stomach turn, was, okay, so when Beyonce performs Break My Soul as like an outro, she like just like goes through a list of like all these like Black female performers, and one of the people that she would list is Lizzo, and she skipped over Lizzo's name during her performance on Tuesday, and that really made me go like, I don't know why it was like just that, but I was really like, whoa, this
It
is like
like made it
real.
sink in that it was real, I feel
Yeah,
like I
yes.
knew it was real and I believed these women, but I don't know. I saw Beyonce taking a stand and I was like, holy shit, like
I know. But Lizzo did make a statement, and I mean, it's just like a regular PR statement,
yeah, I mean, like what else would I expect her to say?
I know. I truthfully didn't expect her to say anything,
Yeah.
honestly. Oh, does she delete? Oh no, never mind. If my thing will load, okay. Yeah, basically just saying like she can't believe that like her work ethic and her morals would be into question, and then like that these allegations are just outrageous. These sensationalized stories are coming from former employees who have already publicly admitted that they were told their behavior on tour was inappropriate and unprofessional. Sometimes I have to make hard decisions, but it's never my intention to make anyone feel uncomfortable or like they aren't valued as an important part of the team. I'm not here to be looked at as a victim, but I also know that I'm not the villain that people in the media have portrayed me to be these last few days. I'm very open with my sexuality, expressing myself, but I cannot accept or allow people to use that openness to make me out to be something I am not. There is nothing I can take more seriously than the respect we deserve as women in the world. I know what it feels like to be body shamed on a daily basis. That's what I'm saying, and would absolutely never criticize or terminate an employee because of their weight. And then, yeah, there's more to it, but yeah, like that is just the part where I'm like, were some things just like miscommunicated or like misconstrued, or like, did someone say like, hey, Lizzo told me that you can't gain any more weight, and like that person should be fired? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But all the other things are rough.
Yes, I'm.
And I just like I don't even know. Like I have not processed it.
No, same. Same. 'Cause like how can you when like us, like we love her so much, like she's around the world, she's beloved, and she is just someone that like isn't the first of her kind, but like there's not many people like her.
Right.
And to have someone who just preaches positivity in every way, shape, and form, to just have that like questioned and her character questioned is not easy to deal with.
No. Yeah, just like really a bummer.
Yeah, that's what it is. It is a bummer. I mean, at this point, will I fully stop supporting Lizzo? No, but that could definitely change.
Yeah, I'm just kind of, I guess I'm not like, I don't know. I'm just, I don't know. I'm like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I like, I don't think I'll be putting on any of her songs anytime soon.
No. Yeah, am I gonna go out of my way to listen to a Lizzo song? Probably
No,
not.
no.
But if like, I'm at the club this weekend and I hear a Lizzo song, will I evacuate the dance floor? Probably not. But
Right.
yeah, I am just like really upset, uncomfortable. I'm bummed out. I am all of the above, and I really hope that something positive comes of this. I hope that these dancers feel like they get the justice that they deserved. And I
Right.
also hope that Lizzo maybe like takes a look at herself and like her team and just kind of like reevaluates the environment that she's creating. Because at the end of the day, no matter what, Lizzo is responsible for her entire work environment, which is a lot of pressure and it's a lot to take on, but it's her name on the tour. It's her that everyone is working for, and she needs to take responsibility.
For sure.
And that's that on that. Okay. God, this is like not a fun episode,
Yeah,
guys. I
this
am
next thing
just.
is like even worse to talk about. Like the last thing was like a bummer.
Yeah, this
This
is just
next
like
one is like so sad, gives me
devastation.
goosebumps, makes me cry.
Yeah. So unfortunately, earlier this week, Angus Cloud from Euphoria passed away. I still cannot fully grasp that that is real. I don't think I will for a while, but like, I am just like in shock. Like when I went on social media and I saw the announcement, I was like, this has to be like another like hoax that TMZ just like got word of real quick and they're writing about it.
Yeah.
And I hate that it's not. I
Yeah.
hate it.
I just like saw the picture of him and it just looked like an in memoriam picture. I just like knew. But I like stared at it and I just all the things in my mind like you said like it can't be true. Like there's no way. 25 years old, I believe.
Yeah.
It's just insane that he's gone.
And just like the more details that come out are just like everything is more heartbreaking than the last. Like they just buried his dad the week before,
I
and
know.
apparently he's just been like having thoughts of taking his own life, and that's why he was at home just like really trying to like process and grieve, and his mom was the one that found him. Like, oh my God, could you imagine losing your husband and your child in the same and like very like so close together? Ugh.
Horrible. You guys, I've never cried on Popping Off about pop culture, but this is the closest I've been.
Yeah, same. Like, I'm really tearing up. It's just because I mean, obviously, like his character on Euphoria is like beloved,
Yeah.
but like this was a person. At the this is a real person who has a real family and real friends, and like we all know and love him from the show, but like the it's just like so much more than that. It's so
And
much
like,
bigger.
and just seeing his career like start to take off, getting cast in A24, starring in these music videos, like, like his career is just beginning. He's 25, and just to know what he was dealing with, and that, it just, I'm just at a loss for words. Like,
I know.
I just, I don't know. I hope he's at peace. I just can't
Yeah.
process it. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
I know, and just like all of these posts from the Euphoria cast are just like every single one is like this guy was just like such a ray of light. He was just such like a positive person to be around. Every single post says that. And then you're like, fuck, dude, like, and you just like someone like that is like no longer here, just someone who like brought so much joy to people's lives. And was such a great storyteller on screen. Oh my God, it's just so devastating. It's
Yeah.
so devastating.
Yeah, seeing all their posts is tough. They really cared about him. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I
I
really
know.
don't. I still haven't processed it myself.
Yeah.
Like, we always talk about celebrity deaths, but like pretty much every celebrity death we've talked about on this show has been somebody like older or not like directly linked to current pop culture and things that like Maggie and I are very tied to, but this one is, and so pretty devastating.
Yeah. Like I feel the way that I did like when I first found out that Mac Miller died. Just like oh my God, like he's just like so close in age to me. He's just like so like tied into like you said like current pop culture and like to the people that I like really keep up with and like look up to.
Right.
And that's like the same thing with Angus Cloud.
Right.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. So yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, it's really hard. And I mean, like, obviously, like I said, he's more than a character on the show, but like, he is a very instrumental part of Euphoria. So, I mean, at this point, cancel.
Well,
I think that they should just give Zendaya like her own spinoff, and Euphoria should just be put to sleep. It was already going to come out in like in 2025 or something. Like it's going
there
to
was
take.
going to be a time jump anyway.
Yeah, but I
But
don't know.
yeah, I don't really care what happens with the show.
I just,
That's how I feel right now.
yeah. I don't know. It's tough. It's really tough. So, yeah, just like really hope his family and friends just like find some kind of peace because this is like, if it's tough for us, it's
Yeah.
gotta be like world shattering. I mean, it is world shattering. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I know. Like, we're
About
gonna
death
end.
is always horrible at this on the show. We never know what to say.
This is like extra hard though.
But like we have to talk about it. He was important to pop culture. He was important to us. He's at peace.
Yes.
That's all I've got.
Yes. Well, let's end it on a on a lighter note, let's just take
With
a
a
deep
little bit of
breath.
hope.
Yes, let's regroup. So this is just a rumor, but it's a nice rumor to think about. So there's been, talks of Lorne Michaels retiring from SNL when it reaches its 50th season, right? I
I
think,
don't know.
which I believe is next year. But as we know, SNL has not been on in a few months now because of
Right.
the strikes and,
I don't think it would be on anyway. Don't they not do
Well,
anything over the summer?
no, not over the summer, but it was supposed to have like its last few weeks. Like, remember Pete Davidson was supposed to host that. It was like the, yeah, that was back in May, April.
Oh,
Yeah.
I didn't
But
even
yeah,
know it.
they do get,
Anyway.
they do get the summers off though, because I remember Pete Davidson saying it was like school or like summer break when you were in school. But yeah, I believe that next year is supposed to be the 40th season, and that is when rumor has it Lorne Michaels was supposed to retire. I mean, the man has been doing it for since the beginning of time. But the person rumored to take his spot is Tina Fey.
And I love that idea.
I could not think of a better person. I could not think, truly, like that is just like top of mind. It would either be like that or her or Amy Poehler or like,
Right.
someone like that. But Tina Fey, who has like director experience, producer experience, I mean, obviously the writing experience,
Yeah.
I just feel like she is the perfect person for this.
I agree. I don't know where the rumor came from, if Tina Fey wants to do it, but she's basically the top choice.
Yeah, but it's like, please do
And
it.
it's rumored that she's taking it. She hasn't said anything against it.
No.
So I'm gonna take it as a yes. So we're
Yeah,
being
for now.
hopeful.
Yes, for now. Yeah, I just feel like she could really bring, because a lot of people feel like SNL has fallen off in recent years, and I really feel like she could revive it. I feel like she has some fresh, funny ideas. I feel like she could really bring some great people onto the show and just like really know how to like coach them and develop them and just like keep developing the people that have already been on the show for multiple seasons. I don't know. I just love the idea of it.
Yeah, I'm not mad about
No, not at all.
it. So I just really hope. Yeah.
Yes, please, Tina Fey, if you're listening, please take it. Sign
Literally, like,
on that dotted line and let's get it
I
going.
would love that.
Yes. All right, let's get into our toast and our roast. You can go right ahead.
All right. My roast goes to Jason Aldean. And everyone who streamed a song and made it number one in the US, y'all are disgusting.
Boo,
Like,
boo, tomato, tomato.
it's just violent. It's just
It's
gross.
outright racist.
It is the music video, the lyric, it's just horrible. I don't even want to talk about it that much. I'm just like, people make me sick. Like, this is what we're promoting.
Yeah.
Like, people get so concerned, they'll be like, "We're you guys are so sick. Talk singing about your wet ass pussies. This is sick."
Listen, I'd rather hear about a wet ass pussy and a hard ass dick or whatever than hear about, or like
Beating the
see a
shit out
music
of
video.
people for having opposing views and
Yes, and like seeing a music video like
where
take
people were
place.
lynched and
Yes, right.
disgusting. Anyway, fuck you, Jason Aldean. Yeah. I don't even know what else to say. Screw you.
Yeah,
Goodbye.
fuck you is just like the best way to put it.
Yeah. I used to jam out to Chilling on a Dirt Road, Red Dirt Road Anthem, but you know what? Maybe not anymore. Okay. Not
No,
anymore.
I think you can delete that one from your library.
It's not even in there, but you know, if I heard it on in the somewhere, I would bop, but not anymore. All right. Anyway, my toast goes to Ceree Fields. Now, You all know I love Big Brother. Well, I will try not to talk about it too many times this year. However, the first episode came out last night, and there was a surprise house guest at the very end of the episode, and it was none other than four-time Survivor player Cerie Fields, one of the greatest to never win, the Survivor Queen. She just won the Traitors US on Peacock, and now she's taking on Big Brother. And I'm so happy. This is the first time a Survivor player has been on Big Brother.
Oh.
But there has been Big Brother players on Survivor. So, yeah. Which is, I'm surprised. I still think they should do like a Survivor Big Brother crossover. I don't get why they don't,
Yeah,
because it's
this
literally the
one.
same audiences. But yeah. I am just so excited. I love her. She's so cute. She's so charming, witty, intelligent, deceptive. I love seeing her on the screen. I think she's gonna do so well. But maybe not, because everyone kind of knows she's like
Knows her games.
a bad bitch. So I don't know. But I have high hopes. Also, her son is on it. So I don't know how that's gonna work out.
That seems unethical.
But I don't know if people are gonna know that they're related. They look so much alike. And if you like follow Suri like a lot, you would like know. Anyway, I'm just very excited. Okay.
Yeah,
I've
good,
seen one
good.
episode and I'm very happy about it because I adore
Good, I'm glad. I'm glad
her.
that you can get excited about this. Okay, my roast goes to Olivia Rodrigo and her fucking track list of songs. I hate the names of these songs. I know it's like so silly, but I hate them. All American Bitch. That sounds like a Britney Spears song from 2003. Bad idea, right? I just hate the way that sounds. Ballad of a Homeschooled Girl. Huh? Get Him Back. No. And then her last song, Teenage Dream. Sorry, that belongs to Katy Perry.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's not a good choice. Yeah, they are a little cheesy, except Love is Embarrassing. I'm here for
Yeah, I skipped over that one for a reason because it's so
that
embarrassing. It's so
one.
embarrassing. Yeah,
But
I
yes,
just
I understand what you're saying otherwise.
thank you.
You know what?
Thank you.
Sometimes we just need to remember that she's a 19-year-old girl.
She's 20 actually now.
Okay, well, she wrote it when she was 19, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, and
Yeah.
maybe the lyrics would be great, okay?
Oh yeah, I'm like no doubt that these songs are probably going to be great, but I just hate the names of them.
Yeah.
I hate Ballad of a Homeschool Girl and All American Bitch the most. All American Bitch, ew.
I just know that every girly is gonna love Bad Idea, right?
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, Ballad of a Homeschooled Girl. It's not the serve that she thinks it is.
I don't think so either.
It's not like a cutesy, like, I don't know. I haven't heard the song yet, but either way, I don't like it. But
Well,
Love
the
is
album,
Embarrassing sounds amazing.
she's
Love
so
it.
real
10
for
out of
that.
10.
She's
It's
so real
already
for
my
that.
favorite.
Yep. Yeah, the album comes out next month, so you know, we'll be able to judge these songs for real. My toast though goes to Taylor Swift for tipping all of her crew, like literally everyone in the whole crew on her tour, a combined $55 million in tips.
Yes.
That is how you do it. That is how you use your money and spread your wealth. Like her bus, like before the tour even began, her bus drivers, I don't know how many of them are there are, there's got to be a lot.
Right.
We're all tipped $100,000 each.
Yeah.
And this is also including like the stage setup crew, the lighting, the sound technicians, like the dancers, literally everyone that has even a toe dipped into this tour is getting a tip.
Thank God. Like, I listen, we always say we don't like, we have complicated history with Taylor Swift, but
Yes.
credit where credit's due. This is how
Exactly.
you use your money. When you get the highest grossing tour like ever, or close to it,
Yes.
you pay people. It should be a
Yes.
given, but it's not. And thank you, Miss Taylor Swift.
Yes, exactly. Like, yeah, like I said, this is just how you spread your wealth. This is how you keep people coming back too to work with you.
Right.
Because now these people are like, hey, I'm getting paid good. She treats me well. I know I got a spot here. Like, that's just how you create, like, that's how you boost morale. And I love that.
For sure.
Because it, like, I mean, obviously for the artists, it's hard to tour. But, like, imagine having to build that stage and break it down every night. Imagine having to get the lighting right and the cues right every single time and make sure that the sound sounds good every single time in a stadium. Where that's hard to do.
Yeah. And you're away from your family and your work, you
Yes,
know. You're out,
exactly.
yeah. It's hard for everyone.
Yeah. So, yeah, here's to you, Taylor Swift. Thanks for doing that.
For real. Love it. I
Yes.
saw that and I was like, yeah, amazing.
Yeah,
Brilliant.
right. Well, you guys know where to find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a comment, a 5-star rating, anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. Any last words? Through
Take
it.
care of yourself.
Yeah, that's a good message to leave everyone with. Take care of yourself, stay safe, all the above. We'll see you guys next week.
Okay,
Bye.
bye.